Chaitanya Bhagavat, we're reading, I believe it's Madhyakanda chapter 1. Vishwambhar has returned from Gaya and he's received initiation from Ishwarapuri, a 10-syllable Gopal mantra. And now he's totally transformed into a Parama Vaishnava, according to Sriman Pandit. He described him as a Parama Vaishnava. And one of us, now he's one of us, now he's entered our family. And not only that, he's really one. Became all of a sudden overnight, he's become not only one of us, but the most advanced one of us. And he's displaying extraordinary ecstasies, and those ecstasies are contagious. And he's collapsing on the ground out of ecstatic love of Krishna and separation, viraha. And he's causing us also to collapse on the ground. As soon as the Lord fell to the ground, saying, "O Krishna," all the devotees tottered and also fell to the ground. We read that yesterday. Gadadhara fell unconscious within the room. No one knew who fell on whom. One guy was falling this way and that way. Everyone's falling on top of each other. And then, after some time, Vishwambhar regained consciousness and said, "Krishna re, Prabhu re, mora, kon dike gela, hetabali Prabhu puna, mumente padila." "O Krishna, my Lord, where have you gone?" Saying this, the Lord again fell to the ground. "Krishna prema kande prabhu shachira nandan chaturdike vedi kande bhagavatagan." Shachinandan cried out of love for Krishna, and all the devotees surrounding the Lord also cried loudly. So now he's infecting everyone with his viraha. Infecting everyone with viraha prem. They're all gathering together, Murari and Sriman and Gadadhar and Advaita and Srivast Thakur. Before Lord Chaitanya returned, they would regularly gather together and hear the Bhagavatam, and they would chant Nam Sankirtan together and relish various happiness. But now he's come back and sent everything to a whole new level. He's submerged everyone, Majayanto viraha prem sagar. He's emerged everyone. Submerged everyone in the ocean of separation from Krishna and Radha Bhav. Achandera samuchaya nahika shriyange na jane takor kichu nija prema urange. Again and again, Vishwambhara fell to the ground with great force, but due to ecstatic love, he could not feel anything. Nija prema urange. Najane, he didn't know anything. Sriyange Naika. Purport. Being extremely overwhelmed with love of Krishna, Vishwambhar repeatedly fell to the ground. Yet, there was no resulting injury to his transcendental body. He was fully absorbed in his internal mood, so he did not feel any external happiness or distress. So on one level, the commentator is telling us that because he was absorbed in this internal bhav, of this viraha, this intense love and separation, that he was not feeling any, perceiving anything external, happiness or distress. But another way we can look at it is that because Mother Bhumi, of course, is a great devotee of Vishwambhara, and she feels so much blessed when he walks on the land of Navadvip. So as we've heard about Braj, that there are thorns on the footpath, and the gopis are worried about those thorns. That Krishna, there's thorns and dry wheat seeds, and not different seeds of different trees. We know when we walk on Govardhan Parikrama, sometimes we step on these little dry seeds, and they're very prickly type. They stick in our foot and they hurt, right? Atisundari, inside path sometimes. So the gopis were afraid. Those same things were there when Krishna was here. And they were fearing for that because Krishna's feet are so soft and tender. But our acharyas are telling us that everything, although that is also there, the thorns are there, the pebbles are there, and the dried seeds, the sticky seeds or whatever you call them, thorny seeds, they're there on one level. But as soon as Krishna puts his foot onto those articles, those thorns, then they become as soft as butter. Those thorns, they become very soft, like rubber, like butter. Because there cannot be any inconvenience for the Lord in His home. Vrajadham is His home. It is His place. This ground is Balaram. This ground is Sandini. Sandini is the basis, the existence potency. So the holy Dham is existing. The thorns and dry stickers and seeds, they're there to increase the gopis' love. And they're also existing in that form to increase the gopis' absorption in Krishna's pleasure and satisfaction. But when actually Krishna walks in the footpaths and he steps on those thorns and dry seeds, they turn into butter. They don't poke Krishna's feet. He doesn't get stuck in his foot and his feet don't swell up. Because the thorns in Vrindavan have a special quality. Not only do they stick you, but they stick with you. When you step on them, you say Krishna. Maybe ouch also. Ouch Krishna. Ouch Krishna. Or you say ow, and then the Indians are thinking you're saying come, come. Because ow means come. And you say ow, and you say no, oh, come, come. Ow. It means come, come, ow, ow. Well, you're saying ow, it hurts. You're saying Krishna. And then it hurts at that moment, and then there's some poison on the tip of that thorn. And when it enters your foot, it starts to swell. Your foot will swell as a reaction to that poison. And your foot will be painful for several days until that poison gets absorbed. It's a special blessing, Vrindavan thorns. Tomorrow on Sunday, we'll get a chance to pick up a few. We'll do on Prikama on Sunday. Some special blessing. So this is the fact when Mahaprabhu, or let's say Vishwambhara, is collapsing on the ground due to ecstasy, Mother Bhumi is waiting with open arms, just like Prahlad Maharaj. When Hiranyakashipu threw him off the cliff, his associates threw him off the mountain cliff, or the mountaintop, and Prahlad fell through the air. When he got to the ground, the ground had turned into cotton. The ground was about 300 feet of cotton wool, very soft. So when he fell down, he fell on a mattress of cotton. Boom! Oh, that was nice. Nice cotton mattress. And all the gundas, all the goons and gundas were looking over the mountaintop. Ah, let's see this little kid crushed on the stones and broken into 1,000 pieces. We'll bring back the pieces to Hiranyakashipu and he'll give us a good reward. And they look and say, ah, Hare? He's just laughing and giggling. And he's just the 5-year-old boy enjoying himself. And then they felt ashamed and they ran away in fear. And then Prahlad got up from that cotton bed and he walked back home. He said, oh, Haribo, pranams, father. Haribo, dad. So this is the point. When Vishwambhara fell on the ground was like cotton. Because Bhumi was thinking, how fortunate I am that Vishwambhara is collapsing on the ground. Not only once, but repeatedly. Because if someone's going to embrace you and it's someone you love, one embrace may not be enough. You may embrace repeatedly. So Bhumi's thinking, oh, if he fell once, that I would feel the embrace of the Lord's transcendental body against my bosom. And that would be very pleasing and satisfying to me. And I could offer that service for the pleasure of Vishwambhara. But again he's falling, and again, and again, and again. How much he's kind to me. How much he loves me. How much he's blessing me with his embrace. So this is Prema Lingata, the loving embrace of the Lord. So Mother Bhumi, of course, in one of his incarnations, Mother Bhumi is his wife. So how much is the intimate embrace in that incarnation? So intimate, they produced a child named Narakasura, Bhomasura. Bhomasura is the son of Bhumi and Varaha. Varaha is the incarnation of Krishna. Dasavatar. Keshavadrita suhukara rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. So that was that Leela in Satyuga. So now it's Kali Yuga. So the same Varaha, the Sarva Avatari, the source of all the Varahas, is again falling on his wife, Mother Bhumi. So there was no result, did not feel any external happiness or distress. Utila Kirtana Rola Premera Krandan, Prema Maya Haila Shuklam Barera Bhavan. there arose the combined sounds of chanting and weeping as the house of Shuklambar became filled with love of God. Prema Maya Hoila Bhavan, Shuklambara Bhavan, Premara Krandan, Utila, Utila Kirtan, Rola, Utila, Kirtan. This loud Kirtan was going on. They were chanting in Kirtan. Utila Kirtan Rola, Premara Krandan. They were crying. Tears of Prema, Premara Krandan. And then, from all that crying of tears of Prema, the entire house of Shuklambara, the Bhavan, became Prema Maya. Maya means filled with, saturated with love of God. Stirahai Shaneke Vasila Vishwambar Tadapi Anandadhara Vahe Nirantar. After some time, Vishwambar became pacified and sat down, yet tears of ecstatic love continued to flow. Nirantara. That's pretty easy. No end. Antilila, end. Nirantara. No end. Ananda Dhara. Stira Hai. He became Stira. He became Dira. He became situated in one place. Ananda Dhara. Holding bliss. Bliss. Tears of ecstatic love. Holding the bliss in his eyes. His eyes were pouring forth rivers of bliss. Prabhu bale konjana grihera bitar Brahmachari balena tumara garadhar. Prabhu inquired, who is inside the room? Remember earlier in the discussion, there was someone hiding in the room. Now the plot thickens. Everyone is with the Lord, everyone is chanting, everyone is observing his ecstasy, but someone's hiding. Now that someone, who also toppled down in ecstasy and fell on the ground when everybody else fell on the ground, experiencing Mahaprabhu's Radhabhav, Viraha, separation, now the Lord is perceiving the presence of this hidden person. Kaun jana griha, griha pitahar, who has entered the griha? Brahmachari balena tomar gadadhar. Tomar, your gadadhar. Your means mamta. Your possession. Not my gadadhar. Not gadadhar. He could have said gadadhar. He could have said pandit. But he said your gadadhar. That's mamta, possession. Because Krishna has his Radharani, and Radharani has her Krishna, my Radha. So now he's saying, you are Gadadhar. Henta mata kariya kandena Gadadhar dekiya santosha bada Prabhu Vishwambar. Gadadhar bent his head down and cried. Seeing this, Vishwambar became greatly satisfied. Santosh Bhara. Bhara. Very satisfied. Santosh. Prabhu Bale Garadhara Tumi Se Sukriti Shishu Haite Krishnaite Karila Drida Mati. Vishwambar said, O Gadadhar, you are indeed most fortunate. Sukriti. You've done very good deeds. You've done some very good deeds. Shishu haite krishnaite karila drida mati. From your childhood, Shishu Kumar, from your childhood you have had a strong inclination for Krishna. Drida mati. Mati means your intelligence, your inclination. Drida means very firm. So this is makes sense, right? Because Gadadhar is Radharani. So Radharani, from her childhood in Ravel, when Krishna was in Gokul, from her childhood, Radharani had a strong inclination towards Krishna. Very, very strong. So now the Lord goes on. Amarase hena janma gela britarase Paino amulya nidhi gela dhaiva doshe. So he's saying, Gadadhar, you are so fortunate that from birth you've had a strong inclination towards Krishna. But what about me? I have simply passed my life in useless endeavors. Amara sehena janma gela brita rase. Although I received an invaluable jewel, amulya nidhi, payanu amulya nidhi means invaluable jewel. I have lost it by the arrangement of providence. Daiva dosh, by some fault. Dosh means fault. Daiva dosh, by some fault of providence. I've lost it. So now the purport. Vishwambar said to Gadadhar, O Gadadhar, because you are inclined to the service of Krishna since your childhood, you are most fortunate. I did not have the strong determination for serving Krishna like you. I passed the last 11 years of my life as a pundit. Naya Shiromani, the crest jewel logicians. I was simply engaged in useless arguing and debating. This is my great passion and pleasure, to debate with others about fine points of Sanskrit, Vyakaran and Kavi and other things. And the whole time you've been serving Krishna, I've been wasting my life and studying all these useless subjects. Sound familiar? We wasted so much many years of our life. I have uselessly wasted my time studying books on logic. Although I found my wealth, Krishna, due to my misfortune, I am now bereft of him. Etabali bhumite padila vishwambar undulaya lotaya sarva sevya kalevar. After saying this, Vishwambar again fell to the ground, and his entire body, which is worshipable to everyone, became covered with dust. Dulaya lotaya sarva sevya kalevara. Sarva sevya kalevara. Kalevara means body. Every body that exists, they are meant to do seva to Vishwambar. Sarva sevya. Everyone should serve him and worship him. The transcendental body of Sri Gaura is worshipable by all subordinates within the 14 material worlds and the transcendental spiritual abodes of Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. It's really amazing scene here. Puna puna haya bhaya, puna puna pare, daive raksha bhaya naka, mukase achare. Vishwambar repeatedly gained consciousness and repeatedly fell unconsciousness. Bhaya means external. Although he hit the ground with his nose and face, he was protected by providence. As Prahlad Maharaj was protected by providence. When they took their swords and weapons to smash Prahlad on the head, Prahlad's body turned into diamonds. So when they hit his body, hit his head, their swords bounced back and cut them in half. Because his whole body was harder than diamonds. So they went, boing, boing. It would hit them and bounce back and they cut themselves in half. And this way they hit him with a club, boing, boing. The club would hit them and they would knock out dead. So the Lord is always protecting his devotees. Even he's protecting the devotee avatar, Bhakta avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna protecting Krishna. He hit the ground with his nose and face. Naka mukha. Nak and mukha. Daive raksha. He was protected by demigods. Melite na pare dui chakshu prema jal sabe eka krishna krishna shri bandane bal. Vishwambar could not open his eyes due to excessive tears of love. Prema jal dui chakshu na pare. Other than the name of Krishna, nothing issued from his beautiful mouth. Sab eka, Sabe Eka, Krishna Krishna, Sri Vandane, Bale, Sri Vandana, his beautiful mouth. His beautiful mouth is the mouth of Sri. Sri Vandane means Radha's mouth. Sri Vandane means Radha Mukh, the face of Radharani. There's the one verse there in Radha Kripa Kataksha has that word Vandanam, Radharani's face. So this is Radharani. Nothing is issuing from her mouth, from her beautiful mouth, but the name of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey. Dariya Sabharagala Kande Vishwambar Krishna Kota Bhai Sava Balaha Satvar. Grasping the necks of those present, Vishwambar wept and asked, O brothers, tell me quickly, where is Krishna? Krishna Kota. Kota ego prema mai radhe radhe. Bhai Sabha. He asked all the brothers. Darya Sabara Gala Kande. He's holding on everyone's neck, Kande, Vishwambar. In other words, he was, instead of collapsing again on the ground, he took support from his friends. Without support, he would simply collapse again and again. This time he grabbed the necks of his friends. Wait a minute. Instead of me falling down on the ground again, where is Krishna? You're my friends. You're my brothers. Where is this Krishna? Can you tell me? He's totally intoxicated in separation. Now this is going on when Krishna is just beginning, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vishwambhara is just beginning his campaign of preaching and relishing Radharani's love. And so much devastation is there from the very beginning at the age of 10, 12, whatever. Now he continued to live for another 36 years. He left this world at 48. And already is this developed... And that's going to only continue. Because we find the same thing happening in Antilila. And this time it's even more confidential than just a handful of devotees in Shuklambaragar, Shuklambara Bhavan. There it's only two devotees, two confidential sakis, Lalita and Vishaka, Rai Ramananda and Surdamadar. So there he's putting his hand also around their necks and crying out, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai. Same scene. Different participants, but the same mood, the same scene. Imagine carrying on like this for 36 years. Unbelievable.
Prabhura Dekhiya Arti Kande Bhaktagan Karomukke Arakichu Naspure Vachan.
Seeing the earnest longing of the Lord, Artikande, all the devotees cried. Arti means longing. Kande Bhakta. They were unable to speak. Karo Muke Ara Kichuna. Karo. Say pranam karo. Muke karo. Karo Muke Ara Kichuna Spure Vachan. They couldn't manifest. They couldn't manifest any words. They were speechless, what we say in English in one word. They were all speechless. Less speech. Spure vachan, na spure vachan. They couldn't manifest any vachan. Spure means spurti, manifest. They didn't know what to say. What do we say now? What can we say? How will we say? What will we say? Prabhupada, so then the Lord said, since it was so silent, no one knew how to break the ice, then Vishwambhara did the honors. He said, Prabhu Bali, Mora Dukha Karaha Kranda Kandan, Ani Deha Mora Nanda, Gopendra Nandan. Vishwambhara said, please relieve my distress. Mora Dukha Karaha Kandan. Like we say, Akandan. Kandan means break. Kandan. Akandan kirtan means no break. Kandan, he says, please break my distress. Please remove my distress. And how to do it? He gives a solution. How can you remove his distress? Ani, bring me the son of Maharaj Nanda. What evil? Krishna is the solution to all problems. Radharani is facing a big problem here. Separation from Krishna. And so she's holding on to the necks of all the devotees, Vishwambhara and Radhabhav, and saying, listen, you see I'm suffering, I'm dukkha, I'm so much mahadukhi. I'm really, can't you break and stop my suffering? And the only thing that will stop my suffering is Krishna. And that applies to everybody. We're also arti, we're also suffering. And the only thing, the only solution, the only person that can remove our suffering is Krishna, God. Gopendra Nandan. Gopendra Nandan, such a beautiful term. Gopendra Nandan. Hetambali Shwasachari Puna Puna Kande Lotaya Bume Tekesha Tahanahi Bhande. After saying this, Vishwambhar sighed deeply, Shwasachari, and wept repeatedly, Puna Puna Kande. His hair was unbound and trailed on the ground. Lotaya Bhumite Kesh Taha Nahi Bhande. So apparently he's lying on the ground. He let go of their necks and fell on the ground because his hair wasn't that long. He's holding onto their necks and his hair can't be trailing on the ground unless he fell on the ground. Right? Otherwise his hair would have to be 9 feet long or so. He's 7 feet tall, as everyone knows. And his hair to be trailing on the ground would have to be 7 plus coming out. So his hair wasn't that long. That means they're not saying again. I think Vrindavan Das Thakur got tired of writing. Again, he fell on the ground. So in an indirect way, he's describing the same thing. Because this is poetry. He's a Vyas, Veda Vyas. Vrindavan Das Thakur, Veda Vyas. So he's trying to tell the same thing in a different way. So saying, again he fell on the ground, he's saying, no, his hair was unbound and trailed on the ground. I mean, usually it's tied in a top knot. Usually it's tied in a top knot. So now it's come undone due to the ecstatic impulse of the prema in his heart. His hair has come loose. And he's fallen, collapsed on the ground again. Now the hair is lying on the ground, trailing on the ground. Hey, Suke Sarvadina, Gela Shanaprai, Katanchit Sabha Prati Haila Vidai. The whole day passed like a moment in this blissful state. Then the Lord took leave of the devotees for a short time. Purport. In spite of feeling intense distress due to separation from Krishna, Gaurasundar, who was absorbed in the mood of a devotee, which devotee? Radha, the devotee, passed the entire day consisting of 12 hours in the happiness of love for Krishna. Thus the day appeared to be only a moment in duration. Being intoxicated by the beverage of love for Krishna and remaining half conscious, the Lord took leave from the devotees with great difficulty.